Hello, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm pretty well. What does this minister's bylaw standard set out to do exactly?
Well, we have a few minister's bylaw standards in the province. One deals with medical marijuana, for example, which we went through last year. And what the minister bylaw standards try to do is provide some direction to local government as to what should or should not be happening on agricultural land. We're obviously always looking at the best interest of agriculture. I would say that most people support that. And we have to continue to focus our efforts to that end.
And so how often are we seeing farmers expanding their operations to include things that aren't strictly farming? Is that something we see often?
Well, we did a consultation last year, Rebecca, on 12 specific questions to amend the Agricultural Land Commission regulations. One of those questions was specifically on the non-farm uses like weddings. What we heard from the community was that they were looking for more certainty. They wanted to have some flexibility for local governments to shape agritourism activity in their communities, but they also want to ensure that agriculture in the ALR continues to be the priority use. So that consultation included trips around the province. 100 stakeholders met at meetings. We had 800 responses online or by letter by individuals and business owners across all regions. And typically what the sentiment was they wanted clarification, they wanted to make sure it was seasonal, they wanted to make sure that it was supportive of agriculture and not in place of agriculture. So staff have gone back and in consultation with local governments, the Land Commission, industry and a couple of ministries in government have put together a draft minister's bylaw standard, which brings us back to your first question, which is online now. It's available for people to see, and they can provide me comments until January 15th. I've extended the deadline to January 15th because I started to hear back from some of the proponents of agritourism that they wanted more input into it. So I said, fine, here's your opportunity to do so.
Do you know why, then, we have seen the ALC suddenly starting to crack down on weddings on ALR land? Is it coming out of this draft bylaw?
Well, if you would have to ask the Land Commission those kinds of questions, this is the Land Commission I respect as an independent a group making decisions on the land for the majority of British Columbians, not only today but for future generations, and that's really important to keep their processes and their decisions separate from government. So you would have to ask former councillor and now vice chair Jerry Zimmerman in the Okanagan, or you could talk to the chair of the commission, Frank Leonard, as well, on what the ALR or the ALC is doing. We, as the government, however, working with local governments and with the input from the ALC and the ag industry and other ministries as well, are putting together a minister's bylaw to give what I believe not only local governments want, but also landowners in the ALR want, which is a little more certainty as to what agritourism really means, what farm retail sales means, what does accommodation on your ALR land really mean, and that way it'll help to provide less confrontation, less uncertainty, like what we've seen recently.
We have heard from some farms who suggested that the new bylaw will make it harder for them to host weddings. I'm wondering, when I looked at the bylaw myself, it says commercial weddings on ALR land require approval from the ALC. It says temporary use permits would be the preferred method. So does that mean each wedding would need a new permit?
I don't believe so. Again, this is we're going out for comment, so it'd be premature for me to say what will or what won't happen. Obviously, that decision hasn't been made yet. There's a lot more time between now and January 15th for those who wish to provide comment. And then after that, once we have all the comments in, we'll sit down with our partners in the Land Commission and the ag industry and local government, and of course my colleagues in the legislature to look at the feedback that we received, and then from there make some decisions. The way it works right now, I would suggest, again, because it is a Land Commission question that you would ask the Land Commission, but to the best of my knowledge, is weddings are a non-farm use, and therefore they require an application to the Commission. I believe also that they would look at that as not on every case, but on every property. So if someone was given permission to host a wedding, and again, this is just my belief, best to ask the Commission. Once they and if they get approval, then there'd be some conditions for that. It wouldn't be on a wedding by wedding basis.
We have spoken to the Commission in the past, in the last week or so, and I'm curious, you know, and there has been a lot of confusion about couples receiving word that their weddings have been canceled, then they're back on, but they haven't actually heard officially. And I know the ALC, as you say, is an independent body, and yet you are the agriculture minister. And so I wonder if that's how you would have hoped that all of this would have unrolled in the last week or two.
Well, once again, the benefit of having a separate body is I can say that it's separate. I think people have made it very clear to me and to all political folks over the years and terms of office is they want to make sure we have a strong agricultural land reserve there to safeguard agricultural land for future generations. And we want that reserve, that commission, to make decisions independent of the government. So we appoint good people, fair-minded people to the commission. You have three fair-minded people in the Okanagan, and it's their job to look at the Act. The Act says, first and foremost, the job of the ALC is to support agricultural land for future generations and also to see more farming done in that land. And they will make sure that the Act is enforced.
And yet, because you are dealing with agritourism in this bylaw, it would seem that to suggest that you understand there is value in bringing agritourism. So will there be an actual formula so people know sort of cut and dry what they can and cannot do at the end of all of this?
Well, right now on the website, and I'm just going to try to pull it up rather quickly here. So if you go to agriservicebc.com, there you will find the draft bylaw standard. In the draft bylaw standard are some specifics as to what would constitute temporary, what would constitute seasonal, how many units for agri-accommodation, all these technical things that you're talking about. So I would encourage your listeners, all people who have an interest in this, to have a look at it, and if they have a comment, they can send it to agriservicebc@gov.bc.ca by January 15th.
And once that's in, how long will it be before it comes into effect?
Well, right now we have the rules are in place. If you want to do a non-farm use on ALR land, you have to submit an application to the Agricultural Land Commission. Until we've gone through and looked at all the information and consulted with all the bodies, and then government has made a decision, that won't change. So I would not want to guess as to how long that process will take. But in the meantime, we do have the rules that are in the Agricultural Land Commission regulations.
Okay. Minister Letnik, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime, Rebecca.